Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a pleasant good day, good day, good day. Good day, one and all. Welcome back to another edition of In the Author's Corner with Etienne. Today, we're very excited to have with us not one, but two for the price of one. We have a mother and son team. Mother is the editor, and the son is the author. How about that? I'm talking about Jennifer Hushman and her son, Joel Michael. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hello.
Or should I say good afternoon, because it's afternoon in some parts of the world, and in my part of the world, it's afternoon time. So good afternoon to you. Yeah.
Good afternoon
to you. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and start with you. And Jennifer, would you give a little background about yourself to our audience, please?
Sure. I've been an editor professionally since 2009. I did it for several years before that for friends and some colleagues. And I've been homeschooling my kids for the last 5 years. And
wow.
Things have developed out of that. So that's where we are as a family right now, is working on quite a bit of books.
Oh, my goodness. I can imagine. Keep you busy, huh? Busy, busy, busy. Busy mommy, busy bee.
Yes.
Okay, let's turn to Joel Michael. Good afternoon, Joel.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. It's your turn now to share yourself with our audience, please.
I'm 14. I started writing a few years ago, and I wanted to base it off some video games because they were doing really good, and I'd seen books that I liked that were based off those.
Okay, so is that how it's possible for you to start writing at such a young age, because of your video games?
I think so, yeah. Pretty sure.
Okay.
Homeschool.
What kind of writing do you do?
Fiction.
Fiction or science fiction?
Fiction. I like stories for kids.
Okay. So I can imagine then you are a pretty good reader yourself, being such a good writer, I understand. How much would you say you read?
2 hours every day.
Every day? Boy, that's a discipline. 2 hours every day. My mother couldn't even get me to read 1 hour a day. To be on the outside playing. See, that was before we had internet and stuff like that. We were outside playing a lot. And, you know, 2 hours a day, that's good. And do you think that has helped you in any which way?
What?
How has that reading helped you?
I learned how to write a good story by reading all the stories, seeing how the good stories were written.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
And you learn about the style of the author. You learn about how he presents his characters or not. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Do you create your own characters, or your characters are based on what you've seen in your video games?
It's a little of both. I create, like, their personality and everything, but they're based off the main character.
Okay. Now, you have the advantage of having a mom who is an editor, or should I say, an editor who's a mom. Is that a special advantage to you? What would you say about that?
Yeah, I'd say it is.
In what way?
I can get help if I don't know how to write a certain part of the story. And if I read over her shoulder, it also helps with the reading. It's like a bonus.
Yeah, so you read over her shoulder. How often do you do that?
Not as often anymore because I've had to do a lot of schoolwork, but I still
okay,
do it.
Okay. Well, I'm just messing with you. Whatever you do with you and your mom, that's fine because she's there to help you, and I'm glad that you have her available to you. That's great. I'm just messing with you. I'm just playing with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Besides,
now, does your mom drop what you... I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Besides, I get free editing.
I think it's so. That was going to be my next question. You get special treatment from your mom. Of course you get special free editing. But the next question is, do you have to wait for her to edit your book, or does she drop what she's doing and come and run and do yours first?
I have to wait my time like everyone else.
I figured so. Okay.
I have to wait
okay.
my duration. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. That's only fear. That's only fear, of course. Now, we've been talking about your book, and we talked about you as an author, but you haven't told us what the title of your book is and where it can be available. So would you share with the audience, please, the title of your book and where they can pick up a copy, please?
It's called The Diamond Moon, A Minecraft World, and it's on Amazon.
Okay. Is it in paperback, hardback, or ebook?
It is on Kindle Unlimited, so if you have that, you can get it for free.
Okay. Okay, great. Now, is that your only book, or do you have more?
It's my only book right now, but I am working on the next one.
Fantastic. So you'll have a series with no time. By the time Christmas is here, you probably have 3-4 books to sell as a package, right?
Yes.
Really? Well, that's good. Good for you. Good for you. And then with a building editor, you can't go wrong with that. That's great. That's great. I commend you for that. By the way, I'd like to say to you, when you get your second book, third book, fourth book, give us a call. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you how that has come along. Would you do that?
Sure. I will.
Great. Great. Now, we cater our show to new and aspiring authors. Some of them might be adults, and some of them might be children your age. What advice or what suggestions would you offer to them about becoming a writer?
Go for it. Practice makes perfect. Just write a little every day. And eventually,
okay. You'll
have a book.
Okay. In addition to write a little every day, they should also read a little every day, maybe 2 hours a day, and
definitely.
Write 2 hours a day. How about that? The combination, that's 4 hours right there. 4 hours
yeah.
reading and writing. My goodness, you're well-disciplined on that. I wonder where that came from. Probably from your mom. Maybe. Mom, let me turn to you now. Is that where that's coming from?
Yes, I think a lot of that does. And just the fact that we have always created a culture of learning in our home and reading and writing. We have so many bookshelves in our house and so much paper, just different things like that. We've taught the kids how to type on a computer so they can write that way also. And it's just something that
Fantastic.
We're really steeped in.
Now, at what age did Joel and Michael started using the computer?
I think he was probably about 4 or 5. He started reading with 4 and just sort of took off, and we knew that we had quite some, you know, some gifts on our hands, so we've tried to encourage their books as much as we can.
Wow. He started typing on the computer at age 4. I probably was at age 44 when I started using computer. Amazing, amazing how technology really works. It's a wonderful thing when it works, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Now, in addition to being an editor, you say you homeschooled your children. What is that like?
Well, it involves quite a bit of juggling because I work full time at home, and then I also homeschool three children, and they each have their own special needs, and we adapt to what they need and what they're learning at the time. And I have to be able to switch back and forth between tasks, which I'm pretty good at doing. It's been 5 years now, so we've got a pretty good system and pretty good flow down.
Oh, great. Good, 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 good. So you have three children to keep track of. You have your clients to keep track of. Then you have your household to keep track of. Question is, who keeps track of you and helps you?
Well, I use Google Calendar and a program called GQs to help me with tasks. It's an online to-do list.
Okay.
I have my husband. So he can help remind me of things and remind me especially to rest because I have several chronic illnesses. So sometimes my husband will tell me to slow down a little bit.
Okay. By the way, talking about your husband, is he the one who has done that fantastic graphic work on your for your business?
He has done some, yes. The dragon images were from tuneupmymarketing.com. It's Celia Triplett did those, and I love her artwork.
Fantastic. Okay. So, you're a busy lady. I mean, that's stuck in my head. I can't get past that. You've written more than 2,000 pages. You've edited more than 5 million words. Wow. Was there any expectation for your children to become writers?
My husband and I actually consciously fought against that. We didn't want to put any expectations on them. We wanted to just see what natural talents they had and what direction they wanted to go. And so it was not really surprising when they started saying, hey, I want to be a writer. But we would say, you know, kind of neutral statement, that's fine if that's what you want to do. If there are other things you want to do, that's fine too. So that way we didn't really push them into any kind of a mold.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, when it comes to writing and reading, as we talked about with Joel earlier, what's it like in your environment? You have bookshelves and papers and all stuff around. So I guess your house is a home, but it's also a part-time home and a part-time library. Is that right?
Yes, it definitely is. We've had a lot of friends and guests that will pop into the house and say, oh my goodness, did I just walk into a wing of the library? We've had sort of feeling bookshelves. Our dining table also doubles as a learning table, so sometimes it'll be piled up with books and papers. And then we have two computers and a couple of tablets.
Wow.
So it's just, constant reading and writing environment.
Yes. So I guess you could put a sign on your door, at your front door, that says, welcome to the Harshman Library.
True.
Okay, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's go back to Michael. He said that this is the first book that he's planning to do some more books. I put the thought in his head that maybe by Christmas time, you'll probably have 2, 3, maybe up to 4 books. You think that's possible?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think he's about a week away from having one edited. He's on my calendar, like all the other clients, taking his turn. And as soon as he hands me his second one, he gets started on his third because we just do that discipline of writing every day. And, it's not a... He doesn't have a set word count or anything like that, so it's not just a push for productivity. It's a push for quality, but we do want that discipline of doing something toward our goals every day.
Okay. Well, let me get back to Mr. Joel Michael and find out how he operates as a writer, as an author. So Joel, when it comes to doing your writing, do you have a discipline of sitting down every day and writing and reading like we talked about earlier? Or do you do it as in a different way? How do you handle it?
Every day that I can, I sit down and I write on my book.
Okay. So when you say you're writing, you're talking about by hand or you typed it on a computer?
On a computer, on my father's
okay.
laptop.
Okay, okay. So it makes it a lot easier then to operate. Okay. Well, guess what? We have a call on the line. It's from your neck of the woods, area code 618. So let's go ahead and take that call. Good evening. Good afternoon, caller. Area code 612, prefix 231. Go ahead with your question or your comment. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. I was wondering,
how many
books a year does Jennifer edit?
Well, go right ahead. Jennifer's right there. Jen?
Okay. Right now, I'm at a pace of about 18 books per year. Some of them will be a little bit longer and some are a little bit shorter. So it will depend quite a bit on the length of the book and how much work each one will need. I do set a goal for myself, but again, quality is the number one concern.
Okay. So this is Kathy Jackson. I'm actually one of Jennifer's. I'm one of the writers that Jennifer works with. She's actually my editor.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you. Jennifer has edited all of my books, and she's done an exceptional job with them all. Each book has. She has been amazing. I'm not the easiest person to work with. And sometimes I'll just give her stuff, and I'm honest. I'm completely honest. And she's always turned just anything I've handed in to her into, I mean, it's just it went from a lump of coal into this beautiful diamond. So
fantastic.
I'm so grateful that she has chosen to be my editor.
Well, I heard you making a little confession, and as you know what to say, confession is good for the soul. So apparently connecting with Jennifer has helped your soul in one way or another.
Yeah, I mean, it really has, and us coming together as writer-editor is definitely a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe God sent her to me, and
fantastic.
I'm grateful and thankful for everything that she does.
Yeah. Everything that happens has a purpose. Yes. Great. Well, thank you, Kathy. Any other questions or comments?
No. I mean, I was just sitting here thinking about, I mean, just all the wonderful things that Jennifer's done. Nothing that I can think of other than she's such a brilliant editor. That I mean, anybody who's lucky enough to be able to get her when she has a space between books to just turn that magic on and just use it for that writer or that author, they are very lucky people. They really are. So
great.
Yeah. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, very good. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us today with your question and comment, and we're more than happy to have you around when you come up with your next book, so let us know. Thanks again.
I will. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. You're welcome. So, Miss Jennifer, the editor, Miss Jennifer, the mom, Miss Jennifer, the homeschool teacher, Miss Jennifer, on and on and on and on it goes. How many titles do you have?
I wear a lot of hats.
Of course you do. Of course you do. And I'm having a ball just messing with you. But you handle them well, apparently, and you have developed discipline. Now, I want to ask you a personal question. Where did you learn to develop discipline? Because I want to stress the word discipline for authors in the audience, especially new and aspiring authors, because being an author takes a lot of discipline. So where did you get your discipline from?
Well, I have to credit my family with that. My mother and my stepdad raised me with a very strong work ethic. From a very young age, I was responsible for my siblings and for the small farm that we had. So I just kind of grew up knowing that there was a lot of work to be done and it was on my shoulders. So I could pass that on to my own kids, not so much with the volume of work, but with the regularity of it.
Sure, sure. Now, when it comes to sharing some advice or some tips or some suggestions for our audience, what kind of suggestions would you make to them that would make their job easier and more productive and maybe make your work for them a lot more productive and flow easier?
That is a really good question. One thing I would say is to work in some discipline and just start small with something that you can manage and gradually build up something that you see is making a good difference in your productivity and in your life. And I also have several different blog posts that authors might find helpful on HirschmanServices.com. I have a blog, and I have posts on writing techniques, grammar, things to look for in an editor.
Yes.
And so I'm about ready to publish a book on finding the right editor for you, and I'll have some of my colleagues and different kind of a profile on each one so that authors will to pick the right one for them. It makes such a huge difference to have the right editor.
Now, we talk about being an editor. We talk about the word editor, but we never really define the different types of editing and editors there are. Could you just give a quick overview on that, please, Jennifer?
Sure. It's basically split into two types. There's developmental editing, and then there's mechanical editing. And developmental editing involves content editing and looking at the very big picture overview of a book. So it might involve plot or characterization or the outline, some of the things that you would do at the beginning and then partway through. And then copy editing goes into the mechanical. I do line editing and copy editing and focus more on that. And that's
all about
mechanical errors, spelling mistakes, typographical errors, and things along that line. So some people will need all of the different types of editing, and some people will only need one or the other.
Okay. Now, does the word proofreading fall under editing, or is that entirely different, separate type of service?
It is the last service before something will go to print. I include that in with my copy editing, but people should know that most copy editors do not include proofreading services.
Okay, good. Thanks for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know today, because of the technology we're in and the social media, particularly the younger generation use a language of their own. They create words and break them down into one letter. You are between one letter each. You are happy, or you are mad, or you are reading. You would use an H and a I don't know what they will do. Do you come across that often with some of your writers?
Somewhat, and it's something that's very common. I usually will talk to the author and just make sure that that's what they want to portray in their book. If it's something that's very common that a lot of readers will understand, then I don't really have any kind of an issue with it. But things that are obscure, we want to make sure that the reader will be able to understand the material. So sometimes we'll revisit those.
Okay. Well, before I get back to Joel, Michael, is there anything else you'd like to add about what you do as an editor and your services?
I do offer sample edits for authors, and they can contact me through my website. My email is jennifer@harshmanservices.com. And I'm also on Facebook, and I welcome any authors to send me a friend request. I'm very open to that.
Okay, and you are in Central Time, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so people ought to be aware of that, so when they call in, they don't get you in the middle of the night.
Yes, true.
Who knows, we're on the internet. You might get an author in Europe somewhere who might want your services.
I just did a book for a man who's in Germany. So international clients are welcome too.
Yes, exactly. That's what I mean, yeah. Well, thank you very much, Jennifer. Let's switch over to Joelle and see what last comments he might have to add. Joelle, what do you have to add that we haven't already asked you about?
I think more kids should write. More people should try writing if they want to instead of thinking they can't do it.
Yes. Well, you had the advantage where your family kind of conditioned you to be a writer, to be a reader. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. What about your friends, your peers, your classmates? Do any of them want to become readers too, writers?
Yeah. I started a Facebook group for young authors.
Well, say that again, please. A group?
Yes.
Great. What are you doing? What's involved in that group?
Encouraging other people to write books.
Just step further, and then what? How do you encourage them? What do you do?
I chat with them.
Being in school and get all these questions from the teacher.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joel. I'm waiting. Let me turn around. If you were a member of this group, what kind of services would you like them? Would you like the group members to offer you?
Learn how to write books.
Okay.
Answers to questions about writing books, stuff like that.
Okay. What about grammar? Is that important to you, or do you use your own language, or what?
Yes, it's important to me.
Okay, great. Well, great. Now, is there anything else that you would like to share with us before we wrap things up?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Now, I would love to have you back someday if you would like to sit in on a show with me. Someday, I spoke to your mom about that. I'd be more than happy to do that. So let me know. Fair enough? Oh, great. It's not a video game. It's real live radio as we are talking to each other back and forth. Well, Joel, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your summer vacation schedule to be with us today, in the middle of the day. And I also want to thank your mom for being with us today. So,
thank
let me
you
go back and see your mom. Oh, there you are, Mom. Hey, yes. Mom, any last minute closing thoughts you'd like to pass on, please?
Go ahead, Mom. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Well, my goodness. Well, guess what? Not only was it a pleasure for me, but it was fun. And it was fun playing with you and Joel.
It was enjoyable for us, too. Laughing's always good.
Very good. Laughter is good. Okay, before we close out now, Joel, where is your book available? Tell the audience, please.
Amazon. The title is
and the title?
Giant Moon, A Minecraft World.
Well, thank you, both of you, mom and son. What a wonderful team. We are happy and pleased that you were able to be with us today. We want to say thank you to them, the Hashmans, mother, Jennifer, and son, Joel, Michael. Well, folks, this is the spot in the Authors Corner with Etienne where we are concerned about authors, whether they're new authors or aspiring authors. We cater to you, authors. So until next time, we want to say thank you for being here with us. We appreciate your being here with us. Now, you take care. So long. We'll see you around next time. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.